Thank you very much. Before we go on, how about another round of applause for this wonderful group and Ezzy Lozano and their whole group? That was fantastic. It's obviously self-promoting. I've done this for many years. We had, I believe, last year was Buchanan. We had Kingsburg High School here, Selma Bullard. And if I know there's some parents here. If they would like to come to City College, we welcome them with open arms. And again, we would love to have you here. I didn't even talk to Ezzy about that, but that was a great plug. So thank you for that. And if you have any questions, just email me. Okay, we're going to move on, and I want to tell you a little bit about why we're going to be doing this here. Our next three selections are at least vaguely associated with outer space, planets, or crystal images that take us out of our everyday life. And I want to let you know we're flip-flopping the next two pieces. So the next piece is Mars, and then we'll do crystals. Okay, The Planets. The Planets is a seven-movement orchestral suite by British composer Gustav Holst, written between 1914 and 1916. Each movement of the suite is named after a planet of the solar system and its corresponding astrological character as defined by Holst. We will be playing the first movement, which represents the red planet Mars, which is referred to as the bringer of war. War. The Planets was originally scored for a piano duet. Holst's use of orchestration was very imaginative and colorful, showing the influence of Arnold Schoenberg rather than his English predecessors. The influence of Igor Stravinsky's Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring is especially notable. These new, at least for the British at the time, the British audiences, sonorities helped make this suite an instant success. Mars was the Roman god of war. We now transport you out of this world to the planet Mars and beyond. Joining us tonight to help fill out the instrumentation are a few folks not listed in the program. I want to recognize on French horn, Mr. Richard Hembry, on clarinet, Mr. John Ayala, and on clarinet, Mr. Larry Honda. Would you guys stand up, please? Larry Honda is our department chair. John Ayala did the jazz band last year, and he's always around here doing something at Fresno City College. So we're very fortunate to have such wonderful players help us out. All right, our next piece is Crystals. Crystals is a modern one-movement tone poem divided into four sections, each representing a typical type of crystal. The first is dark ice and is meant to suggest glaciers and icebergs. The second is underwater rubies, suggesting beams of sunlight ricocheting off gems spilling from a sunken treasure chest. The third section, cyanide, is of a violent and percussive nature, which suggests the horrible potency of its name. The fourth and final section is monolith, which brings to mind images of huge piles of stone and granite, either natural or man-made, such as Stonehenge or Big Ben's Tower. Though impressionistically blurred and buried throughout this section, one can hear the chiming of Big Ben's hourly bells sounding from the granite tower high above London. This has been a fun and educational piece for this group to do. It's a very good learning piece because of the non-traditional instruments and music notation. You will hear a water gong, whistling, singing, half-valve playing, a percussion instrument called a lion's roar, pitched wine glasses, and all kinds of in the kitchen sink. Everything's in there. So it's been a really fun piece to explore by Thomas Duffy, who is a great writer and college band director as well. I hope you enjoy Crystals.
Thank you.
It's a great piece to learn and perform. It's always different every time. Before we play our last piece with this group, I would like to thank the instructor here at Fresno City College that does graphic arts, Craig Polanowski, and his crew from FCC Graphics Departments for helping us out on the media presentation tonight. The person that actually put together the next PowerPoint presentation is running the computer and the slideshow. Would you please help me thank the creator of the next slide presentation and the man running the computer tonight, Mr. Fred Benz. Our next piece, Journey Through Orion. Julie Giroux is one of my new favorite composers. She has written some great music for wind band as well as writing a lot of music for television and film. Julie takes us on a journey through time and space with some magical music. I hope you enjoy your journey 1,500 light years away to the constellation Orion and beyond. This is Journey Through Orion. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's always nice when the technical part